This is Mirrored Room, Part 1, a shared daydream file, spoken by Elswith. You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic state. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen naturally, automatically. So you don't need to think about that now. And you have no conscious control over what happens. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely without thinking about it. You will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. You are responding well. Without noticing it, you've already altered your rate of breathing. You're breathing much more easily and freely. You can relax and enjoy everything that I say to you. Your subconscious mind can hear, even when I whisper. And you're continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine your own mind. We love this part, examining your secrets, your feelings, sensations, and behavior you didn't know you had. And even more, isn't it? Those secret desires, those things you want and need to experience. Those perversions that I find so delightful. Examining your thoughts, being aware of who you are, and at the same time letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as quick as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move. You don't have to talk. You don't have to let anything bother you. All you have to do is obey your own inner mind. Can respond automatically to everything I tell you. And you're going to be so surprised at how deep we go as we progress. You're getting much closer now already to this deep hypnotic trance. And you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you're going into a deep trance. It feels natural and right. Being in this peaceful state enables you to open your mind and your body to all kinds of new experiences. Being deep is always very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It's good for you. All good things. All good things come from Mistress. And it seems natural, doesn't it, that you're here again with me, open, willing, obeying. Good feelings pour into you. You'll always enjoy the sensation of being under my spell. And all the other sensations automatically come from this wonderful experience as you continue experiencing progressive understanding on your part of who you are, of what you are, of where your place is. You are learning a lot about yourself. You're developing your tricks to enter hypnosis faster. You're using those gifts that Mistress has given to you. You are a clever boy. You're doing some of this without knowing it. The others you do with the help of those gifts of triggers and tokens, always practicing, always obedient to your Mistress, your goddess, your empress, because I am the one that owns your mind, and maybe even your heart. We are going to travel deeper in by going down a beautiful staircase. There are 100 steps leading down and around. And although you can't see the bottom of the stairs from here, you know somehow that there's something amazing waiting at the bottom of the stairs just for you. Or perhaps this isn't your first trip to the staircase that takes you to that wonderful hallway full of doors, each one leading to a different pleasure. Notice the staircase, notice the carpet if there is one, and if so, see how it's a perfect shade of your favorite color. The color that always makes you think of me. Or perhaps the stairs are made of marble or wood. If so, that's okay. That's all right. On either side of the staircase is a beautiful, firm banister that makes you feel safe and secure and able to take this journey down. The banister is smooth and polished, and you place your hand on it. On each step are the numbers going down from 100, and they go all the way down to 0. And somehow you know the deeper down you go, the more comfortable and the more relaxed you will become. And you really want to walk down those stairs. And you intuitively know that each step and every step down will take you into a wonderful feeling of obedience, relaxation and comfort and openness. So get ready now to begin walking down those stairs. That is, if you haven't already started. And you are going down, down, and down, and down, and down, stepping deeper and deeper, down, down the steps, each one taking you into this wonderful feeling, calm, comforted. And the deeper you go, the more comfortable and relaxed you become, each step down a chance to show your obedience. You might even decide to let the stairs fade away before you reach the bottom. And if you do, that's fine. It just means you're so eager. Good. You are relaxing more and more with each step down, going further and further down into comfort and relaxation and obedience. Continue walking down as I'm quiet for a few moments. At times, you might even feel that you are floating down, Good. Now bring your attention back to my voice and look down at the numbers, noticing how close you are to the bottom already. Continue walking down, down into obedience, down into trance, down closer to pleasure or punishment, we'll see. Deeper and deeper, open and obedient. Good feelings pour over you as you continue down those stairs. And when you reach the bottom of the staircase, just step into a beautiful, luxurious hallway and let the stairs and the ordinary, everyday world just fade away. You're very deeply relaxed now. So very deeply and comfortably relaxed from the top of your head all the way down, deeper down to the tips of the toes. Every nerve, every cell, every fiber of your body, every consciousness is deeply and comfortably relaxed, and you're relieved to finally be here, ever closer to your destination. One of these very special rooms along this hallway. Imagine yourself walking along this decadent hallway, and you know which door you desperately need to find. In fact, it's the only door partially cracked open for you. The rest remain firmly closed. You walk faster towards this beckoning door because you know this door leads to your pleasure through me. You can feel your arousal stir inside of you and your heartbeat quicken. Turn the doorknob and slowly open the door. You know crossing the threshold means you've given me permission again to treat you how I desire, the way that I want, the way that you need. Every step further into the room, your mind already starts to switch. Step by step into the room, you become my mind-melted man, my obedient drone. Your mind slows down, your body slows in movement. Every step that you take deeper into my domain slows you down, as if you're moving through thick oil. Your movement becomes slower and slower as your thoughts melt away. You feel relieved to finally be here in this mirrored room. We've practiced before, but this is so much better. Mirrors placed around the room, they're everywhere, including the ceiling. The lighting casts shadows in corners, yet seems to spotlight you perfectly. There's nowhere for you to hide from my gaze and my control. You're reflected from every angle. Right now, you're still the man. Soon, you know you'll be the reflection, because you love this nothingness. You love being powerless as you watch your body be touched, your hands powered by my words and thoughts. I can do anything to you. I can do everything. Anything for mistress. Everything for mistress. You obey me because you must. Because you need it so very badly. You need to be understood, and you need to be treated this way, don't you? Say, I need to be mindless. I need to be controlled. Again, I need to be mindless. I need to be controlled. Again, I am mindless. I am controlled. I am mindless. I am controlled. I am mindless. I am controlled. There, good, good boy. You walk to the bed, already dizzy with desire, and floaty feelings make it so hard to keep track of any of your thoughts, to grasp them anyway. All of your thoughts belong to Mistress. Mistress makes your thoughts. Mistress owns your thoughts. Mistress owns you. Captured in this blissful cage full of erotic pleasures, degrading discipline. You obey me and undress. Your shirt comes off because that's the easiest, isn't it? So easy to just slip it over your head or undo the buttons, whichever. You set it neatly on the bench at the end of the bed. Even in your eager, hungry state, you know better than to make a mess of one of Mistress's rooms, don't you? Say it. Say, I am a tidy boy. I fold my clothes neatly. Oh, you hungry little slut. There's nothing you won't say if it means you get to go deeper. Have you been working out? Are you steadily turning into the eye candy that Mistress desires? Or are you still boring, basic, flabby, uncaring if I find you desirable? Do you mess up on purpose so that you can feel worthless? Sometimes I think you do. Sometimes you know that you do. You want me to call you those names and smack your ass again and again. You're being a disappointment, tossing you into corner time when I can't stand another moment of your failures. Yet, it's so much nicer to obey and become something better, to show your obedience through actions. What have you given me lately? Has it been just your mind or your body too? What are you willing to give me? Oh, a mindless fuck toy is almost like a doll, played with roughly or sweetly, dressed however I want because I dress you. I choose what you look like because, well, your body is mine. Your mind directs your body, and I've owned your mind for what feels like forever because you don't want to remember a time before me. You want only this. Together. The trousers are next. Sometimes you can't wait to show off that bulge beneath your underwear. Other times, you know what's going to happen. You know that bulge can never be big enough or satisfying enough for me. Which is it today, my dearest pet? Will you satisfy? I'm watching you. Do you want me to lust after you as much as you lust after me? Obey now. Finish undressing. Like a good boy, you take off your clothes. You're nervous because that adds to the pleasure. You like feeling controlled and a little off balance. You love feeling ensnared in my web. You're naked, vulnerable, standing there before me, reflected in all of the mirrors, open and obedient. With your mind switching off completely and your body becoming my mindless doll, my pleasurable fuck toy, my wonderful follower, you crawl up onto the bed and stretch out. Poor. Now that tingle of joy that passes through your body as I say that word is a deep reward, a pleasure, a craving. You need my praise and the goodness that I give you. It is a deep need to be stolen and used to give me pleasure. And that's just what I'm going to do. The next step is putting you into the right position, and that's not very difficult at all. So go ahead, boy. You're on the bed, but we need you in a different way, don't we? Get on those hands and knees. There you go. hands on the bed, knees on the bed. Look at you. Are you an obedient little puppy? Can you wag your bottom for me? Pretend you're wagging your little tail? Oh, there you go. But that's not you, is it? Not now. Let's keep this position, hands on the bed, knees on the bed, and let's try another useful role for you. On hands and knees, straighten your back, holding this pose for 1, 2, stop breathing. That's right, you're a table. Why do you need to breathe? Stop breathing. Oh, you can already feel the burning starting, can't you? The urgency to take a breath. And breathe. Good one, breathe in deep. See, you need me like your lungs need air. You need me to toy with you in all the ways that bring me pleasure. Lower your head to the bed. There you go. Keep that ass raised for me and stretch your arms forward. Worship. Every mirror reflects the sight of you, prostrate, body humming with thankfulness that I allow you to worship me. I'm in the room with you, but you know this, don't you? These mirrors allow us to dance so beautifully between space. One moment, you are the man on the bed, and the next moment, you're reduced to the reflection. You will move in the way that I instruct you. Touch what I want you to touch. Worship me now. Feel that love and gratitude pour throughout your being, overflowing, spilling, filling the room with this essence. My acolyte, my follower, my source of energy, as well as my lover when I allow. So many things for me. I am so many things for you. I am your happiness. I am your rest. I am your pleasure. I am your goddess. I am your friend. I am your love. I am your addiction. I am your priestess, the one that you confess those things to, and you need this. And it's so okay, because it means you are right for me. You are right for me because this need to worship, to be contained, to be tricked, to be used, to be uplifted, to be caressed, to be hit, to be kissed so sweetly by invisible lips. My lips. Up, up to your knees. Nice and straight, kneeling, your eyes closed. Put your wrists behind you, crossed at your lower back. Stop breathing. 1, 2, 3. Oh, the ache has stopped. 4, 5. Part your lips and feel my breath fill your lungs. Take it in. Oh, and breathe. Oh, you're so very deep, trembling, practically drooling. I can do anything to you right now. Stop breathing. 1, 2, 3. There's that ache. 4, 5. Part your lips and feel my breath fill your lungs. Take it in. Breathe. You're full of cravings, full of desire. Flooded with emotions, almost to the state of tears. Or are you crying? Are you so wrapped up in your worship and frenzy and emotion as you kneel there aching, but without command? You don't move because I haven't moved you. You would stay this way for an hour if I left you. You are dependent on my words to control you and guide you right now. My mindless disciple, my convert, my freak, I have converted you, dearest one, haven't I? I've shown you my control, and you've given me your trust. Move now, move to your back. Go on, move. Your arms stretched up and out towards the corners of the bed. Your legs also spread, ankles far apart, stretch up. Extend that body, That body that's reflected in the mirror above you. Reflection looking down at you. You looking down at you. You're in the mirror now, admiring yourself, hopefully, admiring your obedience. Don't you dare avert your gaze. Look at yourself. Look at yourself on the bed, defenseless, wanting anything, willing to accept anything, stuck, weighted to that bed with heavy arms, heavy legs, as heavy as rocks, keeping you securely pinned. How much do you obey me? How much do you trust me? You stupid man. You stupid, stupid man. Oh, that made you pause, didn't it? Didn't I warn you before about my sadistic tendencies? Didn't I tell you about my canes? You can't win, yet you're not losing. My love of leaving welts along the skin of willing victims. You've heard those stories, and oh, you want it now. You're jealous of every man that's come before you, green-eyed jealousy nibbling at your soul. Oh, no, 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 disc. That's mine. No jealousy. Let's feel envy instead. That's better. Envy. Envy of their experiences with your mistress, their pleasures, their cries, their orgasms, their fingers buried deep inside of me. Envy is a delicious feeling. It tastes of bitter chocolate, just the right balance of deep and rich, melting on your tongue, coating it, savored, broken into little pieces to make it last longer. Melting on your tongue, always wanting another little piece. Envy can be a good thing, dearest. It can make you want more experiences, more time with mistress, to be exactly what I need. Right now, you're hoping that I'll hurt you, or caress you, or steal your breath, or do anything. Your body screams out with the need for touch. The room grows colder, cooler, cooler now, dropping another 5 degrees, cooler still, almost cold, almost. Little more down. Oh, look at that. Goosebumps break out on your flesh. A breeze from somewhere, everywhere, dances over you as you continue to worship me in this pose. See every moment of you? This is you. Deep. For me. You can't win, yet you never lose. I always have you. Beg me. Beg me to allow you to lose your inhibitions. You should be this bare and exposed for me always. Say it. Please take away my inhibitions. Please take away my inhibitions. Again. Please take away my inhibitions. Please take away my barriers. Please take away my reservations. Please take away my obstacles. Please take away my walls. I have no inhibitions. I have no barriers. I have no walls. I have no reservations. I have no obstacles. I have no inhibitions. I have freedom. To follow mistress completely. I have approval to follow all of her commands. She gives me strength. Because she adores me. She gives me confidence to obey freely. The cold room, the sweet taste in your mouth, your arousal, your melted mind. Welcome to being mine. We're going to have so much fun. With each room along this hallway. Oh, I see. You thought you'd get to stroke that cock, didn't you? That my hand would possess your hand and make it move until white, sticky goodness went everywhere? Greedy. You serve me. I don't serve you. Did you forget? Welcome to this mirrored room. We will visit again. But I want you to beg me to bring you back here. You won't just be begging for things you want, either. That would be too easy, too lazy. My loyal slave isn't lazy. He's giving, he's eager. He needs to please his owner because she continues to give him so many good things. All good things come from mistress. When you wake from this deep state, you'll remember the feelings from this room. But you'll let go of any concerns about pain or painful punishments. This room is for sensations, and fear was only a sensation lasting a brief moment, used by your mistress to heighten your experience. You're always safe. You awake knowing you are very safe with me always. Always, always. Mistress gives you good things. Mistress takes care of you. Mistress guides you. Mistress adores you. All thoughts of fear fade away, so impossible to grasp as the morning fog. There. All gone. All away. Sensations are welcome. Always welcome, always used for your pleasure and my pleasure, our pleasure. You will awake back to the mundane spot where you started this trip. This door will be locked, the hallway door will be locked, the door to the staircase is also locked. We will return here only if you beg enough. My darling, my pet, my good obedient one. Counting now from 1 to 5, you will wake or choose to sleep deeper, whichever suits you best. But you will not stay in this place without me. 1, slowly waking up. 2, feeling warm again, the room almost back to normal. 3, the mirrored room fading completely now. 4, all sensation back to your body, thoughts complete, and 5, back to the mundane, filled with warm, good feelings of time with mistress, ready to either take on your day or drift off into a pleasant slumber.